Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
As we begin this first Sunday of the year 2017, it's on the feeling that we go to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There's so many people that are wondering and that are asking and have asked the question, does God exist? Does God exist? If he exists, why did he allow us and so? Well, let's tackle one thing at a time. God exists because I exist. There's no way I could have made it this far by myself. There's no way that my enemies could still be alive and breathing if it wasn't for the hand of God on my life. I don't understand why he does what he does, but I know that he's alive and well and that he cannot lie. If he told you that the enemies of your adversaries are your friends, that's what he meant. If he spoke to you and said that the wickedness of a wicked had come to an end in your life, it's done. You must believe it no matter what happens. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. He's going to make it good. So I decree and declare unto you and to myself, no matter what it looks like, God made promises to you. It shall manifest. Matter of fact, I decree as his prophet, called and charged and ordained, set aside, set apart as his apostle, tried in the furnace of affliction. In the suffering of my life. Will not lie to you. We are already victorious and triumphant in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of what he done on the cross. That's why we're victorious, and that's why we are alive, and that's why we can say, oh yes, Jesus Christ is alive and well, and God does exist. So Romans chapter 1 says that the people knew what was going on. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. They knew God, but they rejected him. This does not sound familiar. The Apostle Paul, giving as instructions to his son, Timothy, in 1st and 2nd Timothy, but we're going to focus on 2nd Timothy, chapter 4. States that that we ought to preach the glorious word of God in season and out of season, that we ought to be instant in season and out of season. We ought to preach the word. We're ready. And if the word of God is true, the word of God is reliable and it is there for reproof. Yes, reproof. If you want to be God's preacher, God has charged you to do what? Rebuke. What did he tell Jeremiah? I have given you authority to pull up a root, break down, and then to rebuild. So I get a stomach group to me. Hallelujah. And so as we continue to move forward, we must understand and realize that we are the creation and that God is the creator. And he does what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it, where he wants to do it. He's God all by himself. And he don't need no election board to elect as to what will be taking place. He is the board. Genesis 1:26 says, let us make man. Sound like a board mean to me. With himself. So we look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. They, meaning those of the world, because why? We are in the world, but we are not of the world. So those who are in the world, also, Romans 1 says that they would not retain God in their minds. They didn't want anything pertaining to God. That sounds familiar. As we move forward, know that God has your back. So, thank you. we honor the Lord on this morning. We thank the Lord for this opportunity to share. Romans 1. They refused the true and living God because they were satisfied in their sinful ways. As we begin our journey, we will not allow the sins of yesterday to dictate our future. We will not succumb to the sensations. We don't want the sensations of we are delivered, we are set free. And we command every demon, every warlock, every witch, every wizard that's using these type things to have an access to. We close the door, we shut it. Be ready to move into our future, and we will walk into our destiny. And it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Father, we thank you on this morning. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to preach your word. Thank you for restoring us. Hallelujah. Thank you for stirring up the gifts that's within us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for praying. Amen. Pray for us. We are praying for you. Go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper until the Lord allows me to begin. Walk in your precious victory. Thank you for shedding your blood for me.